Hey folks, Josh Reeves here to remind you that the Global Reality is a 100% publicly funded operation that relies on the monthly support of our listeners for survival. We don't have paid advertisements or commercial sponsors who can ever dictate the content of our work. Donations can be made through PayPal by using my PayPal email address, dayglow76@yahoo.com. That's dayglow76@yahoo.com. Or on the Cash App by using the cash tag Reeves Radio. All lowercase, one word, Reeves Radio on the Cash App. You can also purchase all of my work in my download store with all the films, audiobooks, and presentations I have made. And purchasing these items also helps us survive. You can also purchase a membership for the show and access years of archived shows. Support true grassroots media and activism, not beholden to commercial sponsors. We can't survive without you, so show your support today.
Since 2007, one man has dared to expose the sinister power players on all sides of the phony political spectrum. Armed with over 30 years of research knowledge of the paranormal, government conspiracies, geopolitics, secret and ancient societies, the esoteric arts, and much more, one man's quest for knowledge has become a mission for the enlightenment of all people. Broadcasting from the conspiracy ground zero of Dallas, Texas, this is the Global Reality with your host, Josh Reeves.
Alright, here we go, folks. Thursday, September 26, 2024. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. This is the 17-year anniversary show. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being here, and those of you that have been with me for a lot of these 17 years, thank you. Thank you for your support, and thanks for buying the films. Those of you who have and do, thank you. Just thank you to everyone. I'm really proud of the work that I've been able to do here in these 17 years because, you know, nothing's ever changed for me as far as what I set out to do from the very beginning. And the world and everything is, I mean, it's just crazy how different things are now than they were when I started this work in 2007, because I was coming off of being very involved in the 9/11 Truth Movement. I was responsible for starting the 9/11 Truth Movement here in Dallas, and left that behind when the other people in the group really gave me no choice but to do so. So, and then I put out my first film, 9/11 New World Rising, in September 2007, and then a few weeks later started this show. And I mean, there's, you know, like I've said before, love me or hate me, you can't deny that I've done everything I said I would do. I've put up Hall of Fame numbers. You know, I've talked many times about how, you know, both Jordan Maxwell and Jim Mars both told me on separate occasions, look, Josh, you know, we're not going to be here. We're not going to be around forever. We're not going to be here much longer. This is up to you. It's in your hands to keep this thing going. So I've taken that charge very seriously, you know. And, I mean, at this point, as far as conspiracy stuff goes, if I'm not the GOAT, who is? You know? I mean, who else has put up the numbers I have? Through all the suppression and the blacklisting and the shadow banning and everything they've done, and the hit pieces, British television flying a film crew to Dallas in 2015 just to, you know, try to make me look bad. It's hilarious. And through all the adversity, I'm still here, thanks to you. And, you know, been able to do it without having to have commercial sponsors and advertising, you know. I mean, my God, it's gotten worse on YouTube. Have you seen, you watch any show or anything on YouTube now, you get fucking YouTube ads every 5 minutes, and then you'll get an ad read. I've seen YouTube ads break in the middle of someone doing an ad read, and then when the YouTube commercial ends, you come back and their host is doing an ad read. Jesus Christ, man. It's fucking ridiculous. You know, people get mad because I have to ask for donations and stuff, but, you know, that's way better than having to sit through ad reads and YouTube ads and everything else. Fuck all that shit, man. You know, so, back in 2007 when I made my first film, my stated goal at the time, I said, you know, I want to, long term with my films, what I want to do is I want to create my version of the Alexandrian Library, this collection of all of this knowledge, you know, and I've come close to doing that. And I'm just proud of all the work I've done, and let's run that list real quick. I don't do this very often, so let's run the list of all the films I've made. 9/11, New World Rising, The Secret Rite, Volume 2, The Lost Secrets of Ancient America, The Lost Secrets of Ancient America, Volume 2, The Spellcasters 1.5, The Lost Secrets of Ancient America, Volume 3, The Spellcasters, Volume 2, The Spellcasters, Volume 3, Balls, Sports and the Mafia in America, One True God, The Unholy Trinity. It's about Jobulon and Freemasons. It's a good one. Check it out. The Spellcasters, Volume 4, Safe but Deadly, The DDT Myth Exposed, Climate of Fear, The Club of Rome, Aliens or Nah, The Complete Guide to the Fake Alien Invasion, AI Armageddon, The Apocalypse Endgame, Fall, The Movie, Paul is Not Dead, Maximum 25, This is the End, The Spellcasters, Volume 5, Merle Haggard, An American Hero, Whether or Not, Skies of Lies, The MC5, Detroit Steel, The Inside World, Operation Mongoose, JFK, The Mafia, and the CIA, Illuminated, The Illuminati, Some Facts and Some Fiction. I just did a 1-hour interview with Richard Serrett that'll be up in a few weeks. Yesterday was a good show. Origin of Power, The Priest Class, The Chronovisor, Real or Not, Hyperthymesia, Never Forget, Terraform, The Ultimate Reset, Operation Dominic, Fishbowl and Starfish, Mother of All Lies. Oh, that's a good one. It's on the nuking of the Van Allen radiation belts. Armageddon 2025, which gets into all the ways the world is predicted to end next year. The Mandela Effect, Fact or Fiction. The Temple of Hathor, Building of the Gods. That's filmed on location in southern Egypt at the Temple of Hathor. The Secret Rite, 2024. Replaced, Beyond Fall. Oh, that's a good one. The Queen's Bedroom, which gets into how Britain still controls America. The Spellcasters, Addendum, The Dirty Tricks Department. The Great Reset. Spook Coin, did the CIA create Bitcoin? Kennedy versus Fauci, Truth versus Lies. Where's Shelley? The Disappearance of Shelley Miscavige. The Simulation Theory. And my newest, the 45th film I've made, Anunnaki the Movie. Out now. And listen, this being the 17-year anniversary, I've got a special deal for you going on until midnight Friday. You can get right now the 53 minutes of a standard edition cut of Anunnaki the Movie for only $20. And you can get the extended cut, which has an additional 47 minutes added to it, for $25. And that deal is for our 17-year anniversary and lasts until midnight on Friday. Donate dayglow76@yahoo.com on PayPal. Reeves Radio, all lowercase, one word, Reeves Radio on the Cash App. Keppel J. Josh dash Keppel R. Reeves dash 61 on Venmo. And join us on Patreon at patreon.com/Reeves Mafia. Yeah, man, I don't take ever too much time to reflect and look back because I'm so focused on just keeping this thing going and I'm not near done. I still got plenty more coming. I have at least the three next films already planned out, and two of them are already written, but I'm not going to be doing anything else until towards the end of October, because I've done enough. 25 films in 1 year, my fucking God, come on, let's fucking go. Buy what I've already put out, alright? We got to raise $1,300 by Monday, October 7th, for the operating costs this month, alright guys? So act accordingly. Alright, let's get into the news. Bizarre new Trump shooting theory emerges as lawmaker drops bombshell about second bullet. Listen, I'm glad nobody's asked me because I'm not doing it. I'm leaving that shit to somebody else, but you know, I've talked about it a little bit. Number one, go look at Evander Holyfield's ear. Remember when Mike Tyson gnarled his fucking ear? That was wild, wasn't it? You know, his ear is still fucking gnarled from that. Ears don't grow back. Look at Trump's ear now. It's perfect. Looks like nothing ever happened. Something was shady from that shit from the beginning. I said from the very beginning I felt like that Trump assassination attempt was staged. Snooze one, I don't know. A Republican lawmaker is floating a bombshell new theory that Donald Trump shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks was actually shot multiple times. The revelation of the second bullet theory came at the end of a congressional hearing Thursday aimed at investigating the deadly assassination attempt on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania. Louisiana Republican Representative Clay Higgins asked Dr. Ariel Goldschmidt, the medical examiner of Allegheny County, who conducted the autopsy on Thomas Matthew Crooks, if a second bullet could have struck Crooks. Who gives a fuck? I thought they were going to say something about a second bullet with Trump. Who gives a shit how many times they shot that fucking supposed shooter? Really? That's where we're going to go, conspiracy-wise? We're just going to ignore the fact that Trump's here, looks like nothing ever happened? We're going to ignore that, we're just going to assume that everyone is an idiot and thinks that ears shot with bullets can just grow back magically in a month, 2 months, and be fine? Get the fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck how many times they shot that dumb motherfucker. Who cares? What's it matter? You stated that there was only one bullet wound. Higgins told the doctor, I accept that. You had only one observable bullet wound. Then he asked a shocking question. Could the injuries on Crook's shoulders have been caused by a combination of shot number 9 and shot number 10? The Republicans specifically wanted to know if Crooks was hit by the 9th shot fired that day. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Why are we trying to make a conspiracy out of how many times the fucking shooter was shot? Who gives a fuck? But we're just going to act like Jack Ruby being in the highly secure basement of the Dallas police station, and in a basement full of cops, rolls up unabated and just shoots Oswald with a 38. We're just going to act like that's just business as usual. We're not going to ask any questions about that, but we're going to wonder how many times this fucking Thomas Crooks, who gives a fuck? Clearly, he was a lone nut, sacrificial lamb. And how many times he was shot doesn't change that. Could the injuries on Crook's shoulders have been caused by a combined impact of Butler County ESU shot number 9 striking somewhere in the vicinity of the buttstock of Crook's rifle? And some fragmenting from the impact, Higgins said. Is that possible? Goldschmidt responded, no, I don't believe so. Higgins shot back. Does that mean it's possible? Again, the doctor said, no, it's not possible. So what are we saying? The Louisiana again launched his theory at the medical examiner. The FBI recovered no other bullets. That's our understanding. No other projectiles other than the partial projectile that you recovered from his shoulder. So you don't know where shot number 9 went, do you, doctor? The doctor responded in the affirmative. Then Higgins proposed a really bizarre theory, akin to the silver bullet conspiracy that cropped up in the wake of former President John F. Kennedy's assassination. You're saying it's not possible that shot number 9 went all the way through Crooks, and you had no way of knowing that because it was in the same wound that was further affected by shot number 10. His theory appeared to be that Crooks was hit by 2 bullets, and they both entered the same location on the shooter's body. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to take from this other than they knew the, I mean, you know, we already heard the reports from the very beginning that they knew this guy was up there. People saw this guy up there with a gun. Secret Service didn't respond. Police didn't respond. I mean, you know, what are we supposed to think other than this whole thing was set up and this guy was summarily executed as a sacrificial lamb to sell the lone nut theory? I mean, you know, I think we all already knew that, though, didn't we? Pentagon has recommended giving white phosphorus shells to the Ukraine, but the White House keeps saying no. What? Isn't that some kind of a war crime to use white phosphorus? Yeah, fuck it. Give them some white phosphorus. Give them some fucking depleted uranium shells while we're at it. Let's fucking go. The U.S. military uses the ammunition for smoke screens and to light up battlefields. Rights advocates object to the use near civilians because the chemical burns human skin. Yeah, that's... Hello? That's why they use it. Spinning that yarn of, oh, we just use it to light up battlefields. Come on. Get the fuck out of here. Senior Pentagon officials have recommended that the U.S. provide Ukraine with white phosphorus munitions for use in the battlefield. Well, listen. They're going to keep backing Ukraine until they back Putin into a corner and he uses nukes. And I'm not convinced, just me personally, I'm not convinced that's not what they want. Seriously. I don't think they want peace. I think they want the nuclear option to happen. I think these fuckers are so crazy, they are trying to bring about the end of the world somehow. I really do. Diddy's lawyer says he can't wait to testify in court as speculation mounts over who he'll bring down with him. Y'all really think that's going to happen, huh? Y'all really think that's going to happen? Listen. They ain't never going to let Diddy, just like they weren't going to let Epstein. They'll fake his death. They'll make it look like he was, you know, hung and strung up by rival gang members, by the Bloods, something, I don't know, whoever, whatever, but you don't actually honestly think they're going to let Diddy take the stand and bring down anybody of import with him, do you? Hell fucking no. Get the fuck out of here. That's never going to happen. Now, if this begins and ends with Diddy, they probably will. But does anybody believe that? Because I don't. Does anybody believe that this stuff begins and ends with Diddy and that he wasn't working in concert with much more powerful entities than him? I certainly don't. I don't. I mean, I think if you see Diddy as anything more than a low-level manager, you're deluding yourself. Just like Epstein. Epstein wasn't the fucking... They made it seem like that he was, and they want people to believe that it all that stuff begins and ends with Epstein, and that's it. Bullshit. Bullshit. He was a low-level manager. It's the same thing with all these types that we hear that run the world. That people call New World Order or Illuminati people or whatever. Listen, the real people that run the world, they don't have an online presence. The people really running the show, even somebody like Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, yeah, he's a major player in all this. And yeah, he's big shits in Turdville. But guess what? The real guys who are really running the show, you don't know their names, and neither do I, and nobody does. All these, the guys at the highest levels, whose names we know, even people like the Rothschilds and stuff. Low-level managers. That's all they are. Because, again, the real guys who are really running the show, we don't know their names, we don't know their identities, we don't know where they live. That's why they have these low-level managers and people like that, so they can assign blame to those people and make it look like those are the guys that are running the show. In reality, it's not. Yeah, you think they're ever going to let Diddy take the stand and bring anybody down with him? Hell fucking no. They'll fake his death, make it look like he got killed or something. Sean Diddy Combs can't wait to testify in his upcoming trial, according to his lawyers. Mark Angafillo, a former Manhattan assistant district attorney, gave TMZ a glimpse into how Diddy's trial might play out as part of the Allen's upcoming documentary on the case. I don't know what I could keep him. I don't know that I could keep him off the stand. I think he's really eager to tell his story, and I think he will tell every part of his story. Angafillo is speaking out roughly a week after Diddy was indicted in New York and charged with trafficking, with racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Diddy, 54, pleaded not guilty to all three charges and was denied bail. The judge who will preside over his case agreed with prosecutors that he was a serious flight risk and that he posed a danger to others. Real question is here, what did what did Diddy do? Diddy didn't do it. Diddy did it. Diddy do. No, that's really. And I had the same question about Epstein. Whose fucking Cheerios did he piss in? You know what I mean? Because they've been protecting that. They were protecting Epstein forever. Everybody knew what he was up to. He couldn't be brought down. He was untouchable. And one day, he's not untouchable anymore. Same thing with Diddy. Seems to me like somebody else was on the verge of being implicated, and they threw out the sacrificial lamb, Diddy, to take the fall and be the fall guy and take the heat. Probably the same thing they did with Epstein as well. But yeah, you think Diddy, just like Epstein, is ever going to get the chance to fucking tell what he knows in a court of law? Hell fucking no. Anybody believe that? I don't. AI bot ChatGPT will be smarter than any human on Earth in a few thousand days. Okay, so by the end of this century, 2030 or so. ChatGPT, a groundbreaking artificially intelligent AI chatbot, will be smarter than any human on Earth in a few thousand days, according to its creator. You know, maybe it will, maybe it won't. I'd like to hear that from someone other than the person who created it, because when you hear the person who created it say it, it just sounds like, you know, sounds like PR. I mean, I don't doubt that it will, but it's, you know, listen, it's over for us. I mean, anybody that, thinks that the AI apocalypse and all that, or whatever is coming, it's not coming, y'all. It's already here. It's over. They sold t-shirts. It's already happened. The real question now is, how do humans navigate in a world where they're no longer needed? And that's coming. Oh, here's one on the ear thing. Trump's ear looks like it couldn't have gone through less after rally shooting. Donald Trump's ear appears to have come out relatively unscathed from the July 13th attempt on his life during a Butler, Pennsylvania rally, according to a reporter who recently sat down with the former president for an interview. New York Magazine writer Olivia Nuzzi visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago in August, just weeks after the assassination attempt. The journalist wrote during the interview, Trump raised his right hand and grabbed hold of his ear. He bent it backwards and forwards. They didn't need a stitch. Usually something like that would be considered a surreal experience where you sort of don't realize that there was no surrealism in this case. I felt immediately that I got hit by a bullet. I also knew that it was my ear again. Ears don't grow back, y'all. And they don't heal that quickly. They just flat don't. Let me say it once again. I've said it once before. I'll say it again. Because I don't want it to get twisted. Listen. Even if that was a fake shooting, if it helps fucking defeat Biden, I said that from the very beginning, if it helps to defeat Kamala, I'm here for it. I know people don't like that. People don't like the fact that I say that. I don't give a fuck whether you like it or not. I really just fucking don't. Eat a dick if you don't like me saying that. I'm all for it. Normally, I don't know, it's something like this, I'm supposed to be all against it and rallying against it, and I'm supposed to make a documentary about how the Trump assassination was fake. I'm not going to do it, because I don't give a fuck, really. I give a fuck more about the Democrats not winning in November than I do whether they faked the fucking assassination attempts on Trump's life, really. Because these motherfuckers, left or right, doesn't matter, play fucking dirty. It's politics is a dirty game, and they play dirty on the left, they play dirty on the right. That's what it is. It's a dirty fucking game. They play dirty with Trump, with the, you know, with the what they call it, the dirty dossier and all the Russian collusion stuff, you know. Hey, listen, he's got to play dirty a little bit back to, for the and fake an assassination attempt. All right, you know what I mean? I am against socialism, Marxism, communism, any ism really. I'm against, but I've told you what I think should happen. People don't like this when I say this, but they didn't like it in 2016. I mean, I made Spellcasters Volume 1 in July 2016. In that film, I said Trump was going to win. Nobody believed me because everybody was hung up on the crooked Hillary. You don't know, they're going to read the election of crooked Hillary. And I said, no, he's going to win. It's just the backing of the Council for National Policy. He's going to win. Nobody believed me. Nobody was on board with me. I wasn't even on the Trump train, and I was saying he was going to win. Even his own supporters weren't saying it. Listen, that's what's going to happen here. 2020 was all about inciting right-wing rage. 2024 is going to be all about inciting left-wing rage. That's why they're running all this bullshit stuff, these polls. Kamala's ahead in the polls. Kamala's ahead in the polls. They're trying to put out and make people believe that she's a lock. They want that belief to become so instilled in everyone that when she loses, it will then make all the lefties believe, oh, clearly there's some fucking chicanery going on here. Oh, well, wait a minute. You guys were the ones that in 2020 were saying, oh, the elections are so secure, and, you know, you're a right-wing heretic if you say there's election interference or there's, you know, election fraud going on. And then all the lefties will end up doing all the same shit that Trump was doing, but yet they'll act like it's okay for them to do. That's what's going to happen. Trump's going to win in November. I want you to remember, you heard it here first. But you won't. You won't. Nobody will. Nobody will be like, whatever. Trump's going to win. That's why they're going out of their way with these bullshit polls, which nobody on the right even takes because they don't trust the media anyway. But they go, they keep going out of their way to, oh, she's up in the polls. She, because that's the belief they want everyone to have. And then they're yoink, they're going to yoink the fucking rug out in November. Trump's going to win. And then they're going to incite left-wing rage and then get the left. Because, again, it's all about keeping us divided against each other so we never become united against them, the powers that be, the ones running the show. That's what it's all about. And, of course, just like in 2016, all the people on the right, oh, no, you know, they all feel on the right were saying, oh, Crooked Hillary, Crooked Hillary, Crooked Hillary's going to win. They're going to rig it, Crooked Hillary's going to win. And I was the only one saying, nope, it's not going to happen. Trump's going to win. Nobody believed me, and then look what happened. I'm telling you the same thing now. They're going to try and make you believe, and they already are. They already are making people on the right believe that Kamala's going to win. It's a lock. She's got it in the bag. They're going to use illegal immigrant votes to win, all this other stuff. You watch what's going to happen, guys. He's going to win. They're going to try and contest it. They're going to try and make it seem like he didn't win. They're probably going to roll out the Russian collusion stuff again. They'll do anything they can to make it seem illegitimate, but all that it'll do is it'll expose the left for the hypocrites that they are, because that's all they were saying in 2020 was, oh, no, it was the most secure election ever. Not only was there no election fraud, it was the most secure election in history. Oh, man. Well, as soon as I heard them say that, well, it was, yeah, okay. It was deadly rigged election. In the digital age, it was the most secure election in history. Okay. All right. And Biden got more votes than any presidential candidate in the history of the world. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's what's going to happen in November. Again, 2020 was all about inciting right-wing rage, and that's what led to the staged event of January 6th, which they staged in order to demonize those on the right and patriots and gun owners and everything. Now, the tables are going to be turned, and they're going to use it to incite. Now, all these Trump assassination attempts are the lead-up to that. That's what they're leading up to. Because what they want to do is they want to have something where they can make people on the right who are vehemently against gun control start to reconsider and go, maybe we, you know, they cap Trump or something. Maybe we do need gun control, you know. There's crazies out there with guns on the left, too. Somehow, they're so fucking retarded, they think that will work. It won't. It won't work at all. But that's how fucking inflated their egos are, and how, because they were so successful with pulling the wool over a lot of people's eyes with COVID and all that, now they're drunk with power and they think they can get away with anything. They actually think they can get Republicans to be against or before gun control if they have left-wing crazies doing wild shit with guns also. It's coming, guys. It's coming. 17 years, guys. 17 years. 45 films, thousands of shows. Boy, if I'm not in the GOAT conversation, who is, right? If I'm not in the conspiracy GOAT conversation, who is? Let's fucking go. Dayglow76@yahoo.com on PayPal to donate. Reeves Radio, all lowercase, one word, Reeves Radio on the Cash App. Capital J, Josh, dash, capital R, Reeves, dash, 6-1 on Venmo. And buy downloads from the download store. You can find links in the comment section of the video. And again, get Anunnaki the movie for the on-sale price before it goes back up to regular price after midnight Friday night. I love you guys. Thanks for 17 years. And here's to 17, or however many more. Here's to many more, guys. And here's to you. Love you guys.